on the line with Janai, who's living in her vehicle outside. Is that accurate, Janai?
Yes.
It's about 3:40 on March 17th, and I got a message from you, Janai, really concerned, I should say angry and stunned, as you put it.
Yes.
You've just spoken with the city council?
I just got back in my car. I just walked out of the office there.
And what?
The reception, but I had to go and unload on them because insurance didn't do me very good. I got a couple business cards. I have emailed Drew Glover last night, but I wasn't as thorough as I needed to be.
So why did you go into the city council offices today?
Because there are no hand washing stations. I believe wholeheartedly that the county is deliberately withholding my cleaning efforts to check this community. They are deliberately withholding the tools necessary to keep this community safe. They are not doing anything they're saying that they're doing on the city council. They're not doing anything that they're saying that they're doing a public comment or HPHP. They're all full of shit. And I'm calling them on it. Because I'm not
here
in the trenches, I know.
So, interestingly enough, Janai, you're not the only one thinking this. A number of people, myself, Keith McHenry, Alicia Cool, a whole bunch of other people, have been raising the same issue. So we're actually trying to find some way to do something about it. Tomorrow, we'll be having a meeting. Not at the usual place where Huff meets at the, Sub Rosa, but rather at the town clock. Have you been by the town clock recently?
Well, my car has been down, and I've been very, very sick, which is kind of what has led up to my inability to contain myself any longer. I'm over the worst of it, I hope. But I honestly believe I may have had coronavirus. I'm not a hypochondriac. I hate doctors. I know my body very well, and I know my symptoms. I have COPD. I had pneumonia 2 years ago that put me in for 3 months. I normally don't get flu, and I normally don't get the cold 30 years without them, okay? I just don't believe in them. So I believe in, natural vitamins, vitamin D. I got sick in about mid-February, and I was having chills and very, very dysphoria of the breath. I couldn't catch my breath, and I had this dry, hacking cough that was just nagging at me. Alicia, she probably heard it a few minutes. I couldn't stop. It was just this really dry, hacking cough. And I just started powering down vitamin C, and I was taking vitamin D, and I was hydrating with coconut water and doing everything that I could, and I tried to quit smoking. I stayed away from people, and I thought I was over the worst of it. And all of a sudden, I crashed again. I got worse, and I had to go to HP and get a breathing treatment and an inhaler. I couldn't catch my breath. I just couldn't. And they tested me for the flu, and it was not the flu. So,
when did you go to the HPHP?
It was about February 20th or so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
They tested me for the flu. They gave me a breathing treatment, like it was a gift. And I told them, my inhaler wasn't working. They gave me a different one and some antibiotics to prevent a bacterial pneumonia. And I had a pneumonia vaccine. They offered me a flu shot. I said no. And then they did a whole bunch of blood work and stuff, too, because I was already being checked for the possibility of lung cancer and stuff. So I've got existing pulmonary condition problems. And I joked as I got there, and I said, oh, I'm here because I think I have coronavirus. And I was really not joking, but I was joking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was still pretty new. Well, here's my question. They'd already had cases in Santa Clara. They already had two suspected cases at UCSC where I'd been parking at CVS with everybody else. So, how do they know that somebody that was exposed to coronavirus didn't go and pump gas, and I had to happen to just come along behind them and pump gas myself, because I'm always pumping in every dollar or two to keep my car, going, because I don't have any money. So, sometimes I'll get a few bucks and I'll put gas in. So I'm always pumping gas two or three times a day sometimes. How do they know that I didn't pick that virus up that way? What I do know, from fact-checking the myths about it and the unknowns, is that China lied to their teeth. And there are literally big game videos coming out of China of people dropping dead in the middle of the street. They're being welded into their homes. They are being denied food. They're not being tested properly. They have no idea what the actual numbers are. it may be a bioterrorism virus.
Now, wait a minute. Are you talking about China or are you talking about it here?
Yes, China.
But China now...
We're about a week behind Italy.
Where are you seeing these videos?
There's an Indian reporting thing, and if you type in on Google, I can send you the links. For Corona Undercover, China Undercover leaked videos, they are claiming that they have video of people being cremated alive. If they're critically ill, they're body bagging them up, and they're cremating them while they're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the rumors that may or may not be verified, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. So you're concerned about instituting some decent sanitation methods here, right?
Well, I'm calling up. Okay, so my car breaks down after I get my medication. All right, and it's the rack and pinion, and I bought one. It was the wrong one. I took the car to my mechanic out on 41st Avenue, and I ordered another one, and it wasn't going to come for like a week and a half.
Cut to the chase, Janai. Cut to the chase.
The chase is, 2 days later, my mechanic got so sick he couldn't work on the car anymore, and I waited for the part to come, and I'm staying in Rio Del Mar now, at a friend's house, because I have no vehicle. I'm 2 blocks from Rio Del Mar Elementary School, which 4 days I'm walking my dog back and forth, literally to the parking lot and back to the house, and the fourth day, they're shut down for coronavirus, an absolute case.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it was an adult. They said it was a child. Nobody knows for sure because the information is so vague. I panic, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what if this stuff is really airborne? And I brought it to the school. Maybe they should test me because I'm not exactly breathing like I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I had exactly only the 3 main symptoms, maybe 4 main symptoms, with no chance of it being the flu because they checked for the flu, and it was definitely not the flu. So
you went in for a test. You tried to get a test.
They will not test me. They will not test me. They refused.
Who did you speak to?
HP.
And what did they say? Was it because they don't have it or because they don't want to try you? Or
I was not exposed to anybody. I said, how do you know that? How do you know I wasn't exposed?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not doing it because their tests are being reserved for health staff only. I said, well, can I at least come in and get some sanitizer or some gloves and masks? Nope, cannot. You're out. Sorry about your luck. So then I'm watching a...
When was this, Janai?
This was, the day after they shut down Rio Del Mar Elementary School.
Which was when?
My birthday, March 12th. March 10th, 11th, somewhere in that.
Okay. So did you try...
I'm just arming myself with more information. I'm watching things unfold on a daily basis. There's more cases. There are now 9 cases in this county. And my car's back together, and I got out here. I get out to Coral Street, and there's one hand sanitizer station. There's nothing at the post office as of today. I watched the city council meeting from the 10th last night, and I watched 4 hours of those whining baby first graders bitching and moaning about internal office procedure for Drew Glover, who violated some ethics shit.
Now you're talking... You're talking about last Tuesday's city council meeting.
They spent literally 5 minutes.
So you're talking about last Tuesday's city council meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I watched it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
I watched them sit there for 4 hours going over and over and over again, saying absolutely nothing. And they are talking about the formula for the mediation and the $16,000 they spent to harass Drew Glover, blah, blah, blah. They spent 5 minutes talking about this coronavirus. In the 5 minutes that they did speak, they lied. Every word was a lie. They are doing nothing. There's no bathrooms, no porta potties, no hand sanitizer, no hotels, no separation, no testing, no nothing. None.
So you're thinking of coming to the meeting today, or just let's say tomorrow at the town clock at noon?
Yes. Make sure everybody stays 6 feet apart.
Right, 6 feet. Right, no kissing and none of that stuff. Okay.
No kissing and no
seeing
my dog.
And no urinating on each other and that sort of thing.
Well, see, that's the other thing. I took pictures today. They did fence off half of World Street so that they can't get to the manufacturing or the metalworking shop that's there because they're scared to death of the homeless people pissing on the corners and stuff. You know, and they come and they clean the streets. But I went back to the homeless shelter yesterday to Coral Street and I asked them again. I'm still having shortness of breath. Did not have the
high risk because of my pulmonary problems. They just did a CAT scan on me and blood work, which I won't get the results for until the 23rd. But for the most part, I'm generally in pretty good health, except for this shortness of breath that I have. So I have, you know, I have some possible remedies that I'm looking at as a real option and alternative therapies. But my point is that I'm listening to my city council members and the health department sit there and lie through their fucking teeth. The federal government just released $50 billion. It's $1 billion for every state in our country. They've released $1 billion and made it available to each state. This state is not honoring any of the governor's executive orders. They are not isolating anybody. They are not even giving out hand sanitizer.
You're not telling me anything I don't know, Janai, and what you're saying is true. Come tomorrow and we'll... if I'm not there, because I myself am in not unclear health, but I'm arranging a meeting so people can talk about this and hopefully do something about it.
I highly recommend that people take their health and their risk of exposure in their own hands and stop listening to any of the government or any of the health departments, because they are deliberately, in my opinion, allowing this to go on unchecked for as long as possible. The less they test, the less they have to scare, the less they have to deal with it. Running rampant.
Got you, Janai. And the idea for us to do is to find something we can do to get some of those, you know, basic elementary health things set up so that people can, you know, can take a dump, can take a piss, can wash their hands, hopefully can go into motel rooms and so forth. But I'm going to leave it there because I'm running out of breath, and I'm going to give you the last word. Go ahead.
Okay. The coronavirus lived outside on surfaces for 3 days. It is possibly airborne and stays in the air for as much as 30 minutes. And you can be infected with it and spread it without having any symptoms. Your elderly and your immune compromised are the most at risk. And I think it's by design. You need to protect your loved ones.
Thank you, babe. I'm going to leave it there because mostly what you're telling us, you know, we've been hearing blasted at us for the last 2 weeks anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it's here. They're not doing shit about it, and that may be until we do something about it. I'll talk to you again.
All right.
Take care, babe.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.